GE Radios and GE Television presents the General Electric Comedy Theater, transcribed, starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley, created by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, with Phyllis Avery and Gordon Jones. And I'm Del Sherwood, your narrator, with an eye-opening suggestion. Now you can say goodbye to jarring alarms. Wake up to music from your favorite records. The GE Clock Radio has a phonojack at no extra cost, and it starts or stops your record player or radio automatically. Lulls you to sleep, too, to the music you like best. And to make life still sweeter, your GE Clock Radio even starts the morning coffee or turns lights and appliances on or off automatically in smart colors for any room at one low price. Don't settle for just any clock radio. Make it a GE. It's the world's most useful radio, already in use by nearly 3 million families. Now on sale at GE dealers, and say they're perfect for gifts. When the working day is over, men in all walks of life wend their way to home and hearth. Whether they be plumbers, doctors, masons, or atomic scientists, the homeward trek is universal. College professors, too, are part of this motley crew. And English professor Ray McNutley is no exception. At the moment, he is approaching the door of his little ivy-covered castle. He inserts the key in the door. He opens it. He shuts it. And then he softly calls in the dulcet tones befitting a teacher of Swinburne and Keats.
Hey, Peg, you home?
Yes, dear. How are you? How's everything?
Well, after having delivered 3 lectures on the proper usage of English prose, as illustrated by the Elizabethan novelists, I have only one thing to say.
What's that?
I'm pooped.
Oh, you poor dear. Would you like some tea?
Yeah, just pour it in the bathtub and I'll lie in it.
Silly.
And no cream. Last time I kept rising to the top.
Why don't you just relax while I fix dinner?
A splendid idea. I'll be in the den.
Hi, Ray boy.
What? Oh, hiya, Pete. Where'd you come from?
Oh, just dropped in on my way home.
Why don't you take a comfortable chair instead of perching on the top of my desk?
Well, I'm comfortable. Besides this way, maybe I can absorb a little knowledge. Hey, what is that? I happen to press down on this corner of the desk and a drawer slides open.
We should sit down on the comfortable chair.
A secret drawer in a desk. Wow. Did you know that it was there?
Of course I did. It's not that secret.
This is real FBI stuff. Come on, give Petey the lowdown.
It's only a diary.
Who would have believed it? My old pal keeping a diary.
Oh, cut it out. And I wanted a place to keep it out of the way. Now you understand.
Sure, I understand. But why spend any money on a hunk of stuff like this here desk?
A hunk of stuff? Originally, this was an authentic early American dry sink.
Dry sink?
Yeah. In the early 18th century, they used it to wash their dishes.
Well, it looks like they left some of the grease still in it.
Why I bother with you, I'll never know.
Hey, how about letting me take a peek at the diary?
As a matter of fact, it's not exactly a diary. It's just that occasionally I feel like getting something off my chest, and this is the way I do it.
Sort of blowing off steam, huh?
Steam? What I've got to blow off is more like the Old Faithful at Yellowstone National Park.
I imagine now and then you mention the old battle axe.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I do devote a line or two to Dean Bradley, yeah.
Well, if they're the kind of lines I think, don't ever send that book through the mail.
Dinner will be ready soon, dear. Does Pete want to stay?
Shut the drawer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Pete'll stay.
Thanks. Say, doesn't Peg know about this?
No.
But
it's sort of difficult to explain. Not that I have any secrets from Peg, you know.
Oh, of course not.
But if I knew she was going to read what I had written, it would make me feel self-conscious, and then I couldn't write anything. Is that clear?
Well, let me put it this way. No.
Hey, what are you boys gabbing about?
Oh, nothing much. Will we, Pete?
Why, Ray's right. No, nothing much.
You look like a couple of conspirators to me.
Well, that's because Pete has a dishonest face.
Oh. Well, how about dinner? Shrimp cocktail, sirloin steak, hash brown potatoes, and strawberry sundae.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'll tell the world.
Oh.
We're having tuna casserole.
No.
Mm-hmm. You see? I have a dishonest face, too.
Now, students, are there any questions about the assignment? Dryden, Swift, and Pope.
Professor McNutley?
Yes, Miss Stone.
Well, a few weeks ago, you mentioned something about a notebook we should keep. A confidential notebook.
Yes. What is it you wish to know?
Well, should we write down just everything?
Well, that takes in a lot of territory.
I cover a lot of territory.
I see. Well, as I told you then, I think it's extremely important that you keep a record of your innermost thoughts. Almost like a catch-all. Your likes and your dislikes. Whatever, in fact, that you feel like putting down. In 10 or 20 years, you'll be amazed and fascinated at the thoughts you once held. Besides, it helps your writing style.
Do you keep one, Professor McNutley?
Yes, I do. But now to get back to Dryden, you'll find as you probe deeper into this genius...
Would you show it in 10 or 20 years?
Not unless I wanted to get 10 or 20 years.
Betty, you're positive that I'm not taking up too much of your time?
Oh, it's just the other way around. I hope I'm not taking up too much of your time. After all, if my friends didn't let me help them with their decorating problems, how could I ever hope to start my own shop?
Well, I think your taste is exquisite, and I'm so excited about the pieces you've picked out. I just can't wait to see how everything's going to look.
Say, you're sure Ray's going to like modern?
Oh, yes. He hates anything that isn't what it's supposed to be. Oh, I'll never forget the time I brought home the lamp with the philodendron growing out of the base.
Oh, he didn't like it? Oh, some of those philodendron lamps are charming.
Not according to Ray. When he turned it on, he said he didn't know whether he was supposed to read by it or spray it.
Well, you know, it's amazing how you've managed to save all that money by yourself.
Are they definitely delivering the den furniture this afternoon?
Yes, they promised. And the auction people are going to pick the things up later this morning.
Oh, I can't wait to see Ray's expression.
Now, you sure you've gone through everything? No papers left in the drawers or anything like that?
No, everything's gone through with a fine-tooth comb. I don't think I missed a paper clip.
But listen, you will call me after he gets home and tell me how he liked everything, huh?
Of course I will. I just hope I don't give it away the minute I see him. I just can't wait.
Peg, honey, I'm home.
Hello, dear. I'm so glad to see you.
Well, thank you. You weren't worried about me, were you?
Of course not.
I may be wrong, but, I detect an air of excitement or impending excitement about your lovely person.
Oh, darling, how you do run on.
It's true, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. But how in the world did you know? I tried so hard
not... Let's face it, little one. If they ever hand out awards for the worst actress of the year, you will be well up among the leaders.
Huh. Well, you happen to be not 100% right. I've been arranging something for the past month, and you didn't know one thing about it.
Really? Nothing too flashy, I hope.
Well, you'll have to judge that for yourself. Follow me.
Do I have to wear anything special, like a space suit or a chicken inspector badge or something?
No, sweetheart. We're just going into your den.
Well, isn't that sweet? You corrected all my term papers. I don't know how to thank
you. Just shut your eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I open the door. And what do you see?
I see some lovely new furniture, and I see... Where's my desk?
Gone, darling. And this beautiful modern desk is taking its place. And look at the new armchair. Betty Matthews helped me pick the stuff out, and I think her taste is just... Ray, you're pale. Positively white.
I am.
Well, really, dear, you don't have to look like that. Everything's paid for. I saved the money out of the household budget. That's why we had tuna fish so much.
Well, I guess you mustn't agree with me, then.
Don't you like it? I tried so hard.
Oh, of course I like it, dear. It's just that I get attached to things. It's like losing old friends.
Well, yes, but doesn't it feel good when you get new friends, too?
Oh, no, please don't misunderstand, Peg. I appreciate everything you've done, and I'm deeply touched, and I think you're the best wife in the whole world, but I want my desk back.
Well, it won't go with the new furniture.
We'll force it.
Well, I can't understand why. It was beginning to look awful. And besides, this new desk has everything.
So did the old one.
I took all your papers and things and arranged them just the way they were.
I want my desk back.
Well, I'm afraid that's impossible.
And why is it impossible?
Because I sent it and the other furniture to be auctioned.
Well, people bid at auctions, don't they?
Yes.
And if I bid on my desk, they wouldn't sue me, would they?
I don't think so.
Well, if they do, I'll take it to the Supreme Court of the United States, and if that doesn't work, I'll go even higher.
Ray, boy, what are you so nervous about?
I'm not nervous.
Well, then why do you keep shaking so?
I'm not shaking. I just happen to have good rhythm.
Now, just take it easy, boy. We'll be at the auction place in a few seconds and find out what's cooking.
Please, Pete, remember, just talk to him long enough so I can get my hands in that drawer. It'll probably be in the back room, so drag out the conversation.
What'll I talk about?
Oh, anything. Egypt, the high cost of potatoes. Just keep on talking. Here we are.
Yes, gentlemen? Something I can do for you?
I hope so. My wife, Mrs. McNutley, sent some furniture over for you to auction.
Mrs. McNutley? Oh, yes, yes. Some odds and ends.
There was an early American desk.
Early American? Well, there was a desk, all right, but it isn't exactly early American. More late Grand Rapids.
Well, I paid a good price for it.
Mister, they saw you coming.
You ever been to Egypt?
No,
Mighty fine country, that Egypt. I'm telling
but
you.
I'd like to take a look at the desk. I suppose it's in the storeroom?
You know, the only trouble with that country is the high cost of potatoes. They brought me.
Yes, well, I'd like to oblige you, but, well, there's so much stuff piled up there, you couldn't possibly get near it.
You know, a fella told me in Cairo, if you want French fries,
skip it,
the best...
Skip it, skip it.
But you told me...
When do you expect to auction the stuff off?
I think maybe tonight.
Come on, Pete. I'll be back tonight.
You mean you're going to buy back the desk your wife sent over here?
I certainly am.
Well, how come if you want that desk so badly that your wife sold it?
You married?
Uh-huh. Yes, I see what you mean.
Let's go, Pete.
Ray, why don't you slow down? We have plenty of time.
I know it, but I'm not taking any chances.
If I ever dreamt that piece of furniture meant so much to you...
There was no way of your knowing.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, dear, nothing.
What'll we do with the new desk once we've gotten the old one back?
Well, I guess we'll have to auction it off.
I suppose.
Just think. A few days ago, I was a college professor. Now I'm in the furniture business.
What was that?
Don't tell me a flat of all times!
It won't take long to change it.
I hope not. No. No!
Well, that didn't take long.
There's no air in the spare. Don't you ever have the tires checked?
Yes, but not that one. We've never used it.
Well, we would have liked to have used it tonight.
What are we going to do?
We're going to ride in on the rim. Whether we get there on time is now in the laps of the gods.
Oh, isn't that dangerous?
I'm used to danger. I'm married to you. Won't you hurry?
I'm doing the best I can.
I just hope we're not too late.
Last bid. Going. Going.
Wait!
Gone. The genuine dry sink goes to the little lady in the front row.
Missed it. I should have known.
Oh, that's a shame, dear, but there's one consolation. At least it went to somebody you know.
Who? Who? I couldn't see.
Dean Bradley.
Dean Bradley?
Honey, don't look like that. It's not the end of the world.
No? Well, it's the best preview I've ever had.
Speaking of previews, let me give you a glimpse of what's in store for you. It's the most fabulous contest in years. In General Electric's big Holiday in Hollywood sweepstakes, there's nothing to buy and no essays to write. You just put your name and address on an entry blank at your nearest GE radio dealer. That's all. If you win, you get absolutely free a Fifth Avenue wardrobe for two, plus four gay, glamorous days in Hollywood for your family or party of four. Plus, a sensational new GE color TV console. You'll be on TV, meet big-name film stars, dine with them. You'll get movie films and stills of your big moments. You'll drive to Palm Springs, nightclub at the Mocambo, lunch at the Brown Derby. GE foots the bill and offers 99 other prizes, too. GE TV sets and GE clock radios. For full details, see your nearest GE radio dealer. And now back to the Ray Milland Show. Meet Mr. McNutley. When we saw Professor McNutley last, he was in danger of losing three items. His diary, his desk, and his mind. At the moment, he's trying to retrieve the first two as he knocks on Dean Bradley's door.
Come in.
Dean Bradley, have you a moment?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, it's about that desk you bought at the auction last night.
Oh, isn't it a beauty?
Well, that was my desk.
And you sold it? Oh, you must be out of your mind.
Well, I was wondering whether you'd like to sell it back to me.
Sell it back?
Yes, I'll give you twice what you paid for it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. If I sell it to you, I'll give it to you for what it costs me.
Oh, wonderful.
Except I have no intention of selling it.
But, Miss Bradley...
Please.
But there's something you should know about the piece.
You mean it's a fake?
Yes.
Oh, any fool knows that. And by the time I get through staining it, taking out the drawers...
Taking out the drawers?
Of course. Oh, I do a complete reconstruction job on it until I defy anyone to tell it from a genuine early American dry sink.
But wouldn't it be simpler to buy an authentic piece rather than go to all this trouble?
I enjoy refinishing early American furniture, if it's all right with you, Professor.
Well, I didn't mean that. It's just that I didn't realize how attached I'd become to the piece, and
I'm sorry.
I'll give you three times what you paid for it.
When is your sabbatical leave, Professor?
Oh, about 2 years from now.
Oh, I see. Well, in the meantime, take it easy. And if I were you, I'd go on a low cholesterol diet. I think perhaps a few of your arteries are hardening.
Ray, would you like to go to a movie tonight? It might relax you. You're walking around like a caged lion.
I'm sorry, dear. Look, if I start to growl, just point a chair at me.
I wish you'd tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I was thinking we ought to have a dinner party. You know, pay off some obligations.
Did you want anybody special?
Well, we ought to include Dean Bradley.
Well, we just had her a week ago.
Well, it's not a bad idea to remain on a good side, wherever that strange geographic phenomenon might be.
All right, then. About 2 weeks?
2 weeks? Oh, no, no, it'll have to be... I mean, I'd like it sooner than that.
Like when?
Like tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? How can I get people over that soon? They may be busy.
There's never any trouble getting people over for a free dinner.
Yes, but to get everybody ready in such a short time.
I'll help. Don't forget that.
That's why I don't know whether I can do it.
I will ignore that.
Will you mix the salad dressing again?
Of course.
Well, a little less garlic, please. Last time, most of the conversation was held at 20 paces.
People are still talking about that dressing. Mm-hmm.
They're still breathing it, too.
Well, so much for the snappy dialogue. Then it's settled, huh?
I guess so. After all, you wear the pants in the family.
I'm glad you reminded me. I better get impressed.
Personally, I'm not in favor of what you're going to do.
Now, just a minute till I shut the door. Peg may be home soon. Have you any alternate suggestions?
Well, I haven't given it much thought.
Well, I have, and this is it. Now, tonight, somewhere between 9:30 and 10, you call me. If Peg happens to answer the phone, sound like you're in pain.
Right.
Then I'll leave immediately and pick you up at your house. You'll be outside.
Outside.
Then when we get to Bradley's house, you wait and keep the motor running.
You know where she keeps the desk?
Well, in the study, I guess.
I suppose you know you can get into a large bunch of trouble doing this.
I'm only getting my own property back.
Look, Ray boy, if you put money in the bank, and then you decide you want it back at 10 o'clock at night, you might get quite a few objections.
I'll take the chance. And Pete, it goes without saying that I appreciate what you're doing. You're a good friend.
Well, I hope you have a good lawyer, too.
Nothing's going to happen.
Well, I hope not. You know, I don't think I could ever get used to calling you 876-5432.
Would anyone like a soft drink? You, Betty?
No, thank you.
Are you Dean Bradley?
Oh, no. I've already had 34 more calories than I usually allow myself.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you were saying...
Oh, yes. About a year I studied at the University of Geneva. What a memorable experience.
You mean when you climbed the Matterhorn?
Yes. But have you all heard it before?
Well, I think the Matthews and the Millers have, but it's so fascinating.
Yes, I never get tired of it.
Oh, thank you, Professor Miller. Well, it was 2 years after the
case. I get it.
If it's for me, dear, say I'll call back.
Hello? Yes? What's that? Really? Well, I'll be right over. Oh, it's Pete. Something with his sacroiliac. Just managed to drag himself to the phone. I have to rush right over.
Oh, what a shame.
I'll be back as soon as I can, honey. Will everyone please excuse me?
Oh, yes, darling.
Certainly.
Well, after 2 years I received my master's degree, I decided...
You got the flashlight?
In my back pocket.
How you getting in?
Through the back. There's a window I can force. I've already cased the joint.
Cased the joint? Your first job and already you sound like a two-time loser.
Well, here we are. Keep the motor running and I'll be out shortly.
When do we split the swag?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Your share is a double banana split.
Good luck.
And that was how I conquered the gigantic mountain. When I think back, it frightens me.
I just can't hear that story often enough.
Positively enchanting.
Oh, of course. But then that was years ago. Now I'm so timid I can't stay in my house alone.
You timid, Dean Bradley? Well, that's difficult to believe.
Oh, well, not quite so timid since Mike arrived 2 weeks ago.
Mike? Who's that?
Oh, a rather huge bull mastiff that sleeps outside my door. Oh. Well, he eats 3 pounds of meat a day. A formidable beast and a wonderful protection.
That must be reassuring, if one can afford it.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to feed the poor beast. Oh, he must be in quite an ugly mood.
Well, getting in was easier than I thought. Gee, that's a noisy icebox. Well, here's the study, and we open the door. And where's the desk? What did she do with it? Oh, that darn icebox.
Down, hey, what is it? Down, boy! Down, boy! Down!
You have so many fascinating stories, Dean Bradley.
Now, let me tell you about
the
time.
I'm sorry I took so long.
Ray, what happened to you?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, nothing, nothing much, dear, nothing much at all.
Something must have happened.
Well, you see, I was trying to lift Pete, and I dropped him, and he fell on me.
Oh, how dreadful. Why'd you change your pants? They're different.
Oh, well, Pete lent them to me. Mine got ripped on the medicine cabinet.
Oh, well, I think it's time that we left, and I think Professor McNuttley should get right into bed.
Oh, Dean Bradley.
Yes.
Before you go, are you sure you won't change your mind about the desk?
The desk? You mean the dry sink?
Yes.
Oh, I'm afraid not. You see, when I finished it, it looked so beautiful, I decided to send it to my sister.
Well, maybe she'd sell it.
I doubt it. But if you're ever in Seattle, ask her.
Seattle?
Yes. That's where she lives.
Really, Ray, I think you ought to get into bed.
Me too. I'm very tired.
What time shall I call you?
I think about 1984.
While Ray is taking his Rip Van Winkle snooze, don't you get caught napping on today's biggest TV bargain. Listen, this time of year, many television dealers are offering special deals to move last year's models. It's a good time to buy, and when you do so, be sure to see the price tags on this year's GE TV. You'll find that new GE sets actually compare with ordinary makes in price. But in performance, there's a whale of a difference. The new GEs are way out front with a picture that's voted clearest in all television by 7-1 nationwide. Yes, voted best in over 100,000 side-by-side showdowns on all leading makes under all sorts of operating conditions in both UHF and VHF signal areas. And GE dealers will show you GE in action alongside any other make in their stores before you spend a penny. What could be fairer than that? Your GE dealer is a square shooter. He's a mighty good man to know. See him tomorrow. And now back to the Ray Milland Show. Meet Mr. McNuttley.
Good night, dear. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Good night.
But, Ray, I still don't know why all the fuss about the desk.
Well, I suppose it doesn't matter now, but I was keeping a diary, and I kept it in a secret drawer, and I didn't want to make it public. And I still don't, even in Seattle.
Ray, was it a little brown leather book?
Yes, it... Say, how do you know?
Well, because when the men were moving the desk, I noticed that it fell out. But I didn't know there was a secret drawer.
Where is it now?
In the bottom drawer of your desk. The new one.
Did you read it?
Well...
Did you?
Well, my eye happened to light on page 72.
Happened to light?
I couldn't help it, dear. It was all about me. And Ray...
Yes?
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Ray Milland will be back in just a moment. Tonight's show was written by Howard Harris and was directed by Joe Rines. The Ray Milland Show is a Review production. Each week at this hour, GE Radios and GE Television bring you transcribed the General Electric Comedy Theater starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley. Here he is.
Thank you, Dell.
We're on television each week, too. See your newspaper for time and station. And see your GE television dealer for the set voted clearest picture of all by 7-1. That's GE, the best deal in town. Good night.
In tonight's cast were Verna Felton, Mary Jane Croft, Gloria McMillan, and Pat McGeehan. And this is Del Sharbert speaking.